Okay, there we go. We are now broadcasting live on live stream, and we're doing this audio boothing here as well, which is rather cool. Yeah, so you should have saw me before. I had the live stream going with the audio and the video, and I was filming it with a handheld HD camera for our YouTube page. Quite frankly, I've never had so much surveillance on me. Well, it's because I don't live in England anymore, I suppose. If you want to be watched by lots of people all the time, go and live in England, is what I say. Now, I'm living in Spain at the moment, where, quite frankly, we do not have a fraction of the number of cameras here. So I've got to provide my own cameras. That's what it is. I feel homesick, so I thought, turn all the cameras on, and then I can feel more like I'm back in good old Blighty. Little look at the news, what's going on today. I'm trying to find some, you know, some interesting things. There's a story here which I haven't read in full, but I've seen the photo, and it says in the Daily Mail, the 7 months pregnant woman who was told to give up her British Airways seat for Gordon Brown and his little entourage. And it was something like an 11-hour flight or something, and she was separated from her husband for the whole time. It's all rather sort of bizarre. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But I can't believe an ex-most unpopular prime minister in the world figure, such as Gordon Brown, can still demand that people be moved from their seats. I mean, this is he went to America, I think. Was it America or he went to somewhere? But he's not quite on the same league as Tony Blair, but I believe he goes around the world giving speeches a lot and gets paid quite handsomely for doing it, basically. I wish they'd pay him not to, but I guess that's another story. But anyway, that's what he does. He likes to travel in style. I mean, who doesn't? If they can, but most of us can't afford to. And yet, I'm wondering how legally that can happen. How legally, if you've paid for your seat, you can be moved. Not because he's the prime... If he's the prime minister, okay. You know, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, madam. The prime minister's going to board the plane. We didn't know about this. It comes as short notice. You were going to have to ask you to vacate the area. But he's not... He's not the prime minister anymore. He's an ordinary person. I'm saying nothing. And, you know, why does he have this special treatment when he's basically on a commercial thing, as far as I'm aware, going around being paid to give speeches, which is what sort of Tony Blair does. I'm quite baffled, quite frankly. And given that he is the most unpopular prime minister ever, it's got me totally baffled. So there's that. What else is happening in the news? Tragic story that a Philadelphia mayor has fallen to his death in skydiving accident after his parachute fails to open. I mean, I just can't. That is so tragic. I would never, ever. Not quite sure what skydiving is, but I assume it involves jumping out of a plane. I could never do that. My best friend has done that and loved it. But I could never, never contemplate jumping out of a plane because I have the fear of that very thing happening, so I could never do that. And what else is happening? Prince Andrew has cancelled luxury jet flights with shady tycoon, quote-unquote, from the Daily Mail here. This individual has been regarded or referred to as shady in the British Parliament, I believe. And quite what shady means, I shall not go into at this particular juncture, because this is the audio boo, and we like to keep things, you know, on this thing. So, moving on from that, what else? Capello, he's in the news again. Why? Stop the laser fools targeting my players. Fabio Capello has got a problem. Laser fools? I haven't got a clue what that's all about, but you know what? It sounds really boring, so I'm going to leave that one. Is this audio boo finished yet? Almost. Okay, we're just sort of trying to fathom what's going on, trying to work out the interesting stories from the rather uninteresting stories. And quite frankly, there's a lot of rubbish in the news this weekend. But we shall be back in just a second. Don't forget, our address is English Radio. That's our Twitter thing.